Phantom Lover. Men are the scourge of the universe. I say we line them all up along the highway and then mow them down with big trucks. Chrissy paused as her light blue eyes widened with a new thought. No, wait. Steamrollers. Yeah, let's steamroll them all until they're nothing more than slimy wet spots on the road. Arching a brow at the rancor, Erin McDaniels looked up from her desk to see her co-worker, Chrissy Phelps, gripping the edge of Erin's tan cubicle wall. The large brunette's eyes were flashing mad, and Chrissy had the look of a woman one step away from the edge. Having trouble with the boyfriend again, Chrissy? Actually, it's my younger brother who has me ticked. But since you brought up the boyfriend thing, take my advice. Be the Black Widow. Find a guy, have fun with him, then eviscerate him in the morning before he can brag about it to his friends. Okay, Erin said, stretching the word out. I think someone needs a time out. Someone needs a 2-month vacation in the Bahamas without her boyfriend along. Chrissy's eyes brightened. Ooh, hey, sex camp. Yeah, that's the ticket. We need to start a sex camp where women can tell their hubbies they're going to a fat farm, and instead of the boot camp diet with Nazi dietitians, they go to the beach and have hot men treat them like goddesses. Erin laughed. No, I'm serious. We'd be rich. Erin laughed even harder. You'd better get back to work before Lord King Bad Mood catches you over here again. Yeah, I know. See? Proves my point. All men should be shot. Erin was still laughing as Chrissy returned to her desk. 2 seconds later, Chrissy was back, peeking over the cube wall again. Hey, are you still having those nightmares? Erin's humor fled as she remembered the horrendous nightmare she'd had last night, where she'd been cornered in a dark cave by an unseen force that seemed to want to feed off her terror. For the last 3 weeks, she'd barely slept a wink. Her exhaustion was getting so bad that she was even having dizzy spells. Yes, Erin said. Did that medicine the doctor gave you help? No. If anything, I think it made the dreams worse. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Erin was, too. She'd hoped for at least one good night's sleep, but that no longer seemed possible. Their boss's door opened. Chrissy dodged off as their rotund, militant boss left his office in a huff and headed toward the coffee pot with his extra-large coffee mug in hand. Oh, yeah. Like that man needed any more caffeine to add to his jittery crankiness. Erin sighed as John filled his mug to the brim, and her thoughts turned back to her nightmares. Honestly, she no longer knew what to do about them. They were just so bizarre, and every night the dreams seemed to worsen. At the rate she was going, she figured she'd be a raving lunatic by the end of the month. Rubbing her eyes, she focused on her computer screen. She had to get her marketing report in by Friday, but all she really wanted to do was sleep. In the back of her mind, she kept seeing that huge, snarling monster that came for her, hearing him call her name as he reached his taloned hand out, trying to claim her. Like some bad horror movie, the scenes kept haunting her, whispering through her thoughts during any unguarded moment. Shaking her head, she dispelled the images and focused on her computer screen. But as she read, Erin felt her eyelids getting heavy again. She blinked fast and widened her eyes in an effort to stay awake. Marketing report. Marketing report. Oh yeah, like that was a good way to stay awake. Why not down a couple of sleeping pills and drink a glass of warm milk while she was at it? What she needed was more caffeine. And since she couldn't stand coffee, she'd have to go to the Coke machine. Maybe the walk down the hall would help revive her, too. She slid her chair back and opened her desk drawer to get her change, then rose to her feet. As soon as she was upright, a strange buzzing began in her head. The world tilted, and in one heartbeat, everything went black and her body froze. Erin felt herself falling down a deep, dark hole. All around her, winds rushed and howled in her ears, sounding like huge, frightening beasts trying to shred her. They were hungry. They were desperate, and they wanted her.